Zion, a lot to give over in a short period of time. So I would like to begin with a matzah David. I had a big nest. The matzah I was in 6 years ago, Mamish now, since this Chanukah. They want the government, after October 7th, I think this thing become a little more clear to understand. But for whatever reason, there were people after me that got put into a place called prison, and they wanted me to be there 27 years. What does a year do when they stutter? That's the real question Baruch Hashem, I was working in a very big business. My father had a very big business there. I was the owner at all. I was helping my father. They made me into this big macher. And I was working there, but I'm working very diligently. Baruch Hashem, part of a very big success story. I never imagined myself to be in such a matzav. And and you can't be in the matzav of any business if you don't have money with tough labor to begin with. I always thought I did have. But then suddenly I found myself with a sign like this, and it was really. There have to be macabres going on, obviously, because you have a munda. Can you trust? But does the tefillah mean to have trust in Hashem? Hashem will help you together. That was what Hashem wanted me to do. So I opened it. I opened up the sefer Chesed Shalom. That's the sugya of how Eid has to, and all other yishayim like Rabbeinu Yehuda Shari Tshuva writes. The makor of betochen is. He says to the Muhammad of Mecha, but he says to the Vrecha, I'm not going to see him, says the Rabbi Yehuda, if any finds it, it's not, he's about to say that this is not just in the Matzah of Muhammad, if anybody is in the Tzara, Kreva, Yi Yeshua Shashem Belief, the Kirbay, Yiftach Lov. The aim for Betachon clearly, I click to Lashar Betachon, is clearly that the Eberster will help you out of the Tzara. That's the point. But how? Why? Betachon isn't the fact that you find something in the Tzara, proof they wish to want it. How do you change it? So I said about learning about Shabbat Betochen, and what becomes clear, this I'll try to do in a few minutes, is like this. Shabbat Betochen begins with a very interesting few words. He says the reason why he writes Shabbat Betochen after Shabbat Sadikim is because the most important thing for Eved Hashem is to have Betochen in his other. Meaning, simple. We everybody in this room, I know, as I have to imagine, wants to be an Eved Hashem, so do I. So Taylor is telling you, the most important thing for you to know is that if you need something, you should trust the Elohim to give it to you. Because how can you be an Eved Hashem if you're missing money? How can you have the Eved Hashem if you're missing money? So most people, when they talk about that the Tachon will bring you what you want, right away, what do you want? What do you want? Right away, the Hitzchon, the Hitzchon, and what do you want? $1 million, $1 million is not a lot of money. But it was $1 billion, I tell you, but half of that circus. And Rabbi Ashala, how do you know why? How do you know it's good for you? But that's not most issues people are facing today. It's not a shayla if it's good for you. The person is panos, and you can't say maybe it's not good for you. The person is a shidduch, can't just time that it's not good for you. The person is gesund. So that's what he says. The most important thing for Eved Hashem is to trust his adam to get him out. So start from there. So if you're in a place called prison, and you can't serve the Eved, if you want to be Eved Hashem, and in prison you can't be, so the most important thing you have is to trust Hashem to get out of it. So how does it work together? You have to have the emunah that whatever happened until now is gamzul teva, had to happen. But together with that, see you make the Kabbalah has to be. The guy in today's parasha is Erechem HaKadosh. He writes, when it says about the bonim, if you look it up, it says the medicine for Yisurim is to accept it. Because the bonim went down to Mitzrayim, he says willingly, and the Bnei Yisrael didn't, that's what heavy he took. So the first thing you have to do is to accept, Ayid has to accept whatever happened. So here I was in a very big business, and suddenly it went all, the Eberster made it in a way that it all blew up. So the first thing for me was to accept whatever happened as Gamzul Lotev, not to think my life could have been any different. And this is not only this matzav, any matzav a person's in. Where he was born, who he was born to, the talents that he has, the matzav he is in. The first thing he either has to have is the Kabbalah, that this is the way Eberster wants him. And what Eberster wants from there to serve him, to show that he can serve Hashem even in this matzah. And then have the betach, Hashem will save him. For the future, Hashem will save him. That's the mahalach. So that's the first nekuda I wanted to bring out. Second nekuda is I want to, rather than giving drashas on that, I want to share with you a story that actually happened with me. In a place called prison, there was a visiting room. And the visiting room in this place, with all the county jails, I was in prison like 8.5 years. But this one place, Otisville, they put me over there in a higher security sense because they wanted me to be there for 27 years. So they put me in a very high security prison, and meaning it was not a camp, it was between murderers and the people that were strong men. I'm not people that were from the mafia, people that killed other people for money. It was that type of clientele was over there. So I said, and here they threw me in there because I was there, I didn't want 27 years, so I got double whammy, the more difficult place. And then one of the nieces I saw, I want to talk to you about Hatim Mechazik Sabotez and Masmid, the match of today. But I'll leave that for the end. I want to start with this story. So one of the things I saw Chazi Hashem is that they had over their visiting room. The visiting room wasn't behind glass. It was the family can come and you can sit with them around the table, a small table. We sit around the chairs and you can talk. I bring an hour or 2 hours. My wife used to come every week religiously. Fridays, the family would come. It was a glue time. Then the friends would come Sunday and Monday. Here was a challenge. The challenge was to get into this visiting room, you had to have points. So every prisoner was allotted 12 points. This is the myth. Follow the myth for a second, it's not that complicated. Friday is 1 point, Sunday is 2 points, and Monday is 1 point. 1 plus 2 is usually 3, and another one is usually 4, right? How many weeks in a month? Usually it's 4, sometimes it's 5, but 4 months in a week, 4 times 4 is 16. So you never have enough points to have a visit every time. And I really wanted to visit, family, inside friends. My brother used to come a lot of times. Sunday, he said, Pasha, look, there's a gemara there. I got a gemara inside, and I finished home after Shabbos in these visits. I used to use it, so it's out of the prison. It was like a little bit of a level of freedom there. So then I found out that if Monday, Columbus Day, if it's Columbus Day or Thanksgiving Day, they take away 2 points a meal. So a point is a big thing because you can't replace it. And if you take away a point, you lose a Friday. Nope, so it's my fault. So I went up to the captain and I asked the captain, tell me, why are you charging 2 points on a holiday? Is it crowd control? Or is it something? As if he has to answer me. Over there, it's not a yeshiva, you walk in, you argue, and so you out. And then one of the pili ploy, he says, I said to him, nobody's there. He said, if crowd or Sunday people are there, but Monday nobody's there. So he says to me, tell him. He says, the visiting room is made to use, so if nobody's there, I will give you extra points. Yeah. Gevaldik, Mamash, I'm talking about Shundu, it says in Shai B'tochen, in Peg Beis, it says one of the ways you Mechazi B'tochen, where you see constant good things happening with you, so you see David is with you, so that's Mechazi B'tochen. Gevaldik, so every month I have to come to him at the end of the month, at the beginning of the month, I didn't have to go to him because David is freeing me, right? And then the mother, I realized that David is not. He talks about that for Shabbat, and he says, why don't you go to work and work successful? Yet, yeah, so David has his time. So, forward is B'tachon, whatever happened is a Munna. So, at the end of the month, I go over to the captain and say, give me extra 4, 5, 6 points, if I need it, and he's fine. I said, right over there, if the place fills up, I'm the first guy to leave. Good, Machai. Then this one goes a while. I go over to the officer who's in charge of putting it into the computer to make sure the front. The officer over there knows that I have extra points, I let my family in. And one time he blows up on me, this officer, and he tells me, what do you think is special? So I'm, yeah, actually I do, but why, yes. So he says, what do you think getting more points? I said, I kid not. I said, the captain gives me, what's Mishta Zachariah? Why are you mixing it? So he says, you're bothering me, I've got 5 months from some Ramachim Shulia, a very, very hard working people there. So he says, he gives me an answer. He says, go to the captain and ask him for whole year points. So I'm validate. So I made a cheshbon that if a 5 week month and with a legal holiday, if we surprise him legal holidays there are, I would need 5, 6 points that would work out something like that. So I went to him and said, I'm not a chazan. Your officer said I should go ask him for a whole year. Better give me for a whole year. So he said, good. And he signed a piece of paper. That I have every month extra 6 points, right? Get it? Machaya. I'll be in prison for the big Machaya. But I'll go upon him Now this problem is solved every month. I gotta go look at the office. To make the story even stronger, before I got to the whole year, if I would miss the captain at the end of the month, I'd beshit and never want to go to the beginning of the month. If he went away for a seminar or something, if he left, then nobody else would give it to me, only the captain. So this makes a story. Then one summer, I find out that the captain is, the rumor is he's retiring. So here's the Hechatim Sechah, Baksha Glomdom over here. Here's the Hechatim, am I allowed to go to ask the captain for next year points or not? Now, I know Shabbat Tachon many, many times, not the whole Sefer has done many times, but Shabbat Tachon also many times. And at the end of Shabbat Tachon in Perek Zayin, he devotes a whole Perek on Mafsid HaBet Tachon. That means, the same way Bet Tachon, the Ebrishter, the Ikin writes, that Chesed Chinam, the Ebrishter, it doesn't take a Chesed, in order to be Mamshach on you, Chesed Chinam is Bet Tachon. Bet Tachon is Mamshach on you to have they should give you chesed even though you didn't earn it. More than schusim. And the mind have to believe that they should lose. You have to have betachon. So if you lack any betachon, you're going to hurt yourself. Pasha does say, that's the way I live with. So it does say, not I live with. That's a fact. You have to be very careful not to be afraid. It does say that chashon, a person loses his betachon, that can hurt him mamish. So I had to make sure that if I'm going to ask the captain for something. Like he says at the beginning of Shai Betachon, you can't be pulasecha seisa devarecha by the ambushi over there. The parash told him something, and he says, you know, you're talking a nice talk, but you're doing things that are not real, right? So here I am, yeah? I'm an order captain, give me points for next year, so I'm telling you, I woke up every morning with the betachon that I should get me home today, and I'm going to ask me points for next year. What was my real fear was, they should say, that you got to go figure out, you have points, blind doctor. I didn't want them to say that, I don't want them to defeat me. That was one problem. Second problem is right away, Yitzhahara Gitzchaz, Koch, come on man, you go get it. But I didn't want to do anything if it didn't have a derech from Taylor. So the second problem was a bigger problem. Who was really giving me the points? The captain or the Ebishter? So Abraham said, Ebishter, sure, Ebishter. And then they go to the captain and get the points. So if I really believe that Ebishter gave me points, why in the world do I want the captain? So the captain gave me the title of the and the same Ebishter give me points with this guy, and give me points with this guy. Why am I so desirable? Because this one, I really make you believe that he's giving me the points, and somebody wouldn't give me points. Because if the Ebishter give me the points, I'm going to him. The kids are nice, you get the feeling, at least what I'm talking to you about. And this was bothering me, and I wouldn't go to the captain until I worked it out. So I learned Shabbat Tachon again with this question in my mind. I was trying to find a heter, how to go over to the captain and get points. I couldn't find a heter. There's nothing in there that showed me to do it. So I want to explain you, this is really what you get when you learn. When you learn, it's not just you're learning with Tzaboki. You partially start understanding that Vimadav Zechid, like a Hichel Shabbos, Hichel Tfilin, you have to do it right. And I couldn't get myself to go there. So June went by, was easy. July went by, it was easy. August, September, October. As I get closer to the new Goyish year, I'm thinking to myself, do I have a right not to go to him? What happens if I'm here and the family wants to visit and have points? But I wouldn't make the move. The next is I didn't make the move because that year, December 20, 2017, they actually feed me from prison. I didn't need the points anymore. And I really believe if Chas V'Shalom, I would have gone to here's a captain for points, Ulai maybe it was Geshat on the nest that I had. I'm starting with the story because I want to bring out that I experienced a real nest because the day before I was freed, what I'm trying to do over here is partial to encourage the learning of Shabbat Tachon. That's how you walk into the Dunga, I say in the speech, it was a Chogito. That Parshat learn, they go to yeshivas, you have 11 to have Musa Shmusan, I'm not learning it. You have to learn because when you learn, you internalize and you get to think the way you're supposed to think, and suddenly, first of all, you're more emotional healthy. And let me say this part of the story, we'll go straight to the next. When I was freed, Baruch Hashem, about a year before, there's a Taira Yiddish writer called Yabrisol Basser. I don't know if you know him, maybe his articles in the Mishpacha magazine. He was very supportive for me all the years. And one year, Pesach, he asked me, Shalom, so write an article and you envision your Gula, how it's going to look like. So I took a piece of pen, I wrote an article. Right, when I get the Pesura Teva, the name should feed me, how is it going to look? So he pushed me to a matzah like this. And I wrote in detail, I'm going to look at this and remember what I did here, and remember the good thing I did there. But submit them all, the nefesh, how I overcame here. Then it hit me. Then it came to mind, if I'm mamash expecting, not if, because I'm expecting so much that he's going to free me, so they just free me, I'm going to lose the element of surprise. You know, you get a chesed, you get a surprise, you get very excited, there's a certain element of excitement, wow, yeah? And I would lose it because I'm waiting for it. And I didn't have the answer. I was wondering, how is that going to be when I get the Besura Teva that I'm free, and without the element of surprise? So this I want to share with you. When Baruch Hashem, the day before, David should feed me, I got a letter from the government highest court, and they said to me, the letter said that your last motion is denied. That is a rubber stamp over there. Every time Rabashkin denied, yeah. And Bimela, the 27 years is going to be the way they say. There's nothing you can do about it. Derech HaTeva is going to be 27 years. And they're stuck here for another 18 years. But they didn't say that word, but that's what I read the paper. I understood exactly what they're saying. And you can't do anything with Derech HaTeva because the case is shut down. All your motions are taken away. Look at Taylor. Taylor never has something like that. You have a dinner with somebody. Come with a different matzis. You can come again to the Rav. I remember looking at the paper and like this meant, I saw what happened to people when they got such a piece of paper. They fall into depression. Like the little hope they had. Maybe Baruch Hashem, I learned Shabbat many times. It was never the Sibus, never the Shtabas that I've ever imagined would help me. I always trust Hashem to help me. And I can't do a Shtabas anymore. So it means I don't have to do Shtabas, but doesn't mean I can't get help. The Eibishter can definitely help me without my Shtabas. The Eibishter can better Shtabas. Because I'm chazik myself, that night I went to the chapel, I lit the 8 lights of Hanukkah, and the Yizungan stayed back on the Sachov, on the Pesach, on the Gedan Svesh, on Nisim. The next day I woke up in the morning, I used to get up every morning, and I say the whole Tehillim. Yeah, every morning. I used to get up, for years, I got up 4:30 in the morning, and I say the whole Tehillim. I wasn't sure which capital is Gula for getting out of prison, so I hit them all up. That's the real thing is, saying the whole Tehillim as a special Gula, I really want to go home, Pashat. So I got up in the morning. He talked about a vision. I was like, oh, for the future. But in Shabbatah, he says, I want to point out some highlights. In Peirik Gimel, he writes over there, Abdomen Reviz. There's 5 abdomens to have a B'tochen Leibish there. Everybody's always talking about 7 factors to have B'tochen Leibish there, right? You see stickers and these cards. It's all Peirik Beis. You look at Shabbatah. That's Peirik Beis. He's not even talking about B'tochen Leibish there. He's talking about B'tochen Leibish there. And those 7 things, that's just a person. And then he finishes off that it doesn't exist by a person, only by the Shkeach. But he didn't have extra ink, you know, he wrote Peter Gimel also. And not because he had extra ink paper, because in Peter Gimel he tells you that to have a Tochan Hashem, you have to have 5 Agdomas. This 7 I just told you, and the Nusach to the Ebishter. And then there's 3 or 4 Agdomas. The first of the next one is Hashem checks your heart if it's true or not. And I tell you the whole story with the points. Hashem knows what you're thinking. You can't say one thing and do something else. And you can't partner anybody in your betachon for Yeshua. That's the third one. The fourth one is very interesting. The fourth one is, but the betayer b'ashem is someone who tries very hard. He doesn't say how to do it because who can do everything without a. But a person tries very hard to do what Yeshua wants you to do mitzvahs and stay away from avodas. Why? Because the same way the betayer b'ashem wants Hashem to be masking with him. Listen to this lashon. Wants to be masking with him to do what he's asking for. So it stands to reason that if you want Eibush to be masking with you, you have to do what Eibush wants. Right? Then he brings the Mishnah, say the Tzedek Ritzecha. But he always has this logical explanation also. But he says, you can't be mekayim at chiyuv on a leiv. Your heart, you have to first understand that they have to bring a life from a pasuk. But here's the part. I said every morning, I said hello to him. That's how I got this conversation. Why? Because I'm going to try very hard to do the Yishter wants, the Yishter I want. So trying to do Yishter wants in the place called prison means wearing yarmulke and tzitzis, not coming up with the shmeinus, that when I get out, that's when I will do everything I have to do, right? Here, I can slack off, right? Forget it. That's what Eibishter, that's what Nesoyan means, that in this dark place, prison, I'm going to show Eibishter I remain the same year that I am. And now with Eibishter, so I have to get up every morning for Yadavim, until for Yadavim. And I had a whole Seder learning. I was done doing Takadavim every single day. It was a matzah. My wife was left for me. The only guy in prison has no time. And I never watched television. I never watched television. And I don't believe in Gaza. I never stopped for a second to watch television. Why? Because I wanted my head clear. You can't watch television and ingest goyish gedanken. People fool themselves, and then expect to understand the way they want you to think. But that way also, because what do you think you're watching over there? You're watching goyish things, how they goyim think, how they get out of trouble, and at the best of situations, worse is a chaeget. And there was a guy there who lived in New Jersey, and he killed somebody, and he got two life sentences. America is a very generous country. They give him one life sentence. You can look, two life sentences. He killed one guy, two life sentences. Yes, in fact. And but the pella of what this guy is if you looked at him, he looked like a normal guy. He worked in his spare time to Hatzolah in the Goyish Musical Havdom, EMT, I think it's called. He was a volunteer EMT. So I want to ask him, he was one of the priests over there Sunday by the thing. How do you go killing a person? He did something really in cold blood. And there's too many cameras there, but off camera I'll tell you exactly what happened. He probably told me anyways. And I said, how do you kill somebody? You're saving lives, and one day, the next day you kill somebody, you know what he told me? He tells me, I don't know. I got angry with the guy, and I acted out something I saw on TV. That's a fact. So you think you're watching, Hasuki cooked. And you ingested it, you took it in, and he got angry. And made them all anger equals this, and he cacked it out some on TV. That was a side, sorry, I didn't want to get into the conversation, but the word is I said, get up every morning, I said, learn and daven. I said, don't tell him, and that was the point. I was busy doing the Eibishter once, I felt close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Eibishter then, that's what Tochen really means. Tochen means learning, doing mitzvahs, it's not having a coffee, feeling good about yourself. The Tochen is not positive thinking. The Tochen has, what I do? What did I say wrong? B'tochen is not a coping mechanism. B'tochen is real. B'tochen, when you have B'tochen, you're learning with the Eibishter that tells you how he runs the world. He has Rabbi Weiss, the Gidur Zuk, and he tells you how the world works. He tells you in Taylor. So I got up and I did that. I got up. The next morning, I'm going to tell you, I got this Meshuggah the letter the day before. Aleph Taylor. I live with Aleph Bez Gimel. Aleph is a Munda Bez B'tochen Gimel Gimel. Yeah. And Munda B'tochen brings you Gula. That was my way of easy reminding myself. Next morning I got up. I have Yitzhara. We all have Yitzhara. Maybe you don't have Yitzhara, but I do have Yitzhara. Yitzhara says, Shalom, where are you getting up from? I'm going to say, Tilly. You got a letter yesterday, you're stuck here for another 18 years. So I said, yeah, but I have a daven some Eibishter and Eibishter says, I kill Yochum. And get me out of my head, but I'm not my what's next thing, cop? He tells you, look, Yitzhara gives you a hard time, go back to sleep. So I told him, that's fine. You stay in bed, I'm getting up. And I got out of bed. The pellet, and looking back till today. So that's it. Be the Eivir of Mukeches, because the Eivir is in the Soyun, he's a Keches. How I did this, I got a bad day, I said, oh, to them, that was babies. Yeah, I didn't know, that's the day I can feed me. And 6 minutes to make it, the time is ticking. The story is taking up a lot of time, but it really brings it out well. They locked over there in the physical prison. The cell that I was in is a little bit bigger than the one I'm staying in right now. It's 8 feet long, 6 feet wide, two people in there. Doors locked at night from 9:30 to 7. Every day, 3:30, they locked the door. They did inventory control, and they wanted to make sure that everybody is there. They walk by, they count everybody. 4 o'clock, I washed the matzah and tuna fish. I had my suda for this chanukah, and then suddenly I hear the guard coming straight to the door that I was, the cell that I was in. Notice I didn't say my cell. It's not my cell, right? The cell I was in. And he opened the door and tells me, Rabash, can you get out? That's right. Now I was in the middle of doubting today to get me home. My parents, my cell was in, said, yeah. So I looked at him and I said, okay, where am I going? I'm going home. It's up to me. You're changing your location. That's why I didn't tell me. I grabbed my talis bag, and I'd like to say this. I want to make the people to Hashem to learn. I had this little Shabbat Tachan. Later, I got older, so my eyes got weaker. I couldn't learn from it. But the first Shabbat Tachan I got was a small safe, a pocket size from Feldheim. And my way of saying I'm coming home because the Ebrish Tachan is going to get me out of here, I used to say that I'm walking out of the door with this safe. And that day, I took it out of my locker that was there. I put it in my talis bag. So when I grabbed my talis bag, I thought I did walk out with it. It's interesting, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To me, it's very powerful stuff. I grabbed my towel because I kept it in the locker all the time. It shouldn't wear out. I used a bigger set, and this one I kept on the side. And that morning, for reasons, I put it in there. David knows why, and I got out. And I walked into a room. I came to the store by surprise. And I walked into the room, and then I realized something's going on. And the warden and assistant warden is there. And they're looking at me. And looking at me. No one say something. They wouldn't say anything. They went to wait for the paper, you know. They're staring at me. I was like, why are they staring at me? Because they were watching a miracle in front of their eyes. Now, what would your face look like if you're watching this? Yet the Yam Suf split. That's what they look like. They're just staring in wonderment. And then they got the paper and they tell me, congratulations, Mr. Rabashkin, the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump. I want to give my bracha in Malcolm Kodesh. He should bench him. He should win the presidency. And Rishus HaGaboy, my father. And if she gets back what they stole from him, and definitely Avi Silva. So this, he's a president, John Trump just signed the. If you don't agree with me, we'll still be friends, guys. You know, you have to shoot me. I'm standing over here. I hear the good news. I was waiting for this piece of news 8 years. I worked for it. There wasn't ever time to death and give out. I worked. For the land, for the down, for the red, for the tongue. And here I got it. So first of all, I just stood there and I thought to myself, look at this. Yesterday I got a letter from the most powerful country in the world. They told me, you're staying here for another 18 years. There's nothing that's getting me out of here. Yesterday. And the next day, and he's going home. And then I said, wow. And that wow, it was a different wow than when you're surprised. Right? I said, wow, Hashem, you did it. I trusted you for 8 years and you did it. There was such a feeling of closeness. I hate when speakers say I can't describe it to you. So why are you talking about it? I'm gonna try to describe it to you. There was a feeling of kiddush that you feel like my place up in my shemai yisrael by the ilah. I don't know where you have, but there's a feeling of oneness. I trusted you for 8 years and you did it. That was the wow, and that wow is with me till today. That's the point. When you say, when you're surprised, I get back to my question. When a person is surprised, and he comes springing and dancing, wow, I just won a lottery ticket, $1 billion. $1 billion, Hashem, you're so good to me. Wow, I can't believe it, I'm a rich man. Wow, you can't believe it. And you remain the same behavior you were the day before. $1 billion more, you suddenly thank the image to the once, you forgot about it. Why? Because you don't believe it. So the surprise of the wow, of the surprise, when I ask a question, what, I'm cheating? I didn't cheat myself, I'm a surprise. Because the surprise wow, that's why when you learn, when you live, you're daven, you ask the Eibishter for something, and you get it, then you'll feel more closer to the Eibishter than that surprise element which you don't believe happened, that doesn't change you. And this brings us back, I want to say, one couldn't bring back that matzif today. That, and I'm going to tie it together, that in Shabbat Betachon, this is a very interesting thing. In Peter Gimel, he says, he says it. I'm sorry. Pesach Beis. He says this. Seven. I'm touching something. I'm sorry. In Pesach Beis, he says that the seven things. The Pesach Aleph. He establishes that. Can I speak a little longer? Who am I? Rabbi here? Yeah. I want to share something with you. I think there's one element that I had prepared. And I really want to speak about it because I think it's in the pressure of the day also to our matzav today. Emotional health. You could understand very well that that I was challenged with anxiety and depression and what other, how do you say, chilom shalich loisum b'teder. But the all these emotional problems in the place of prison is a place where it cooks there, because you're staying there with people you don't want to be with, locked in very close quarters. There's no way out of there. There's a guard by the door the whole time. You're locked. How can I walk out of the normal? That's the question. Assuming I'm normal. my assumption is I am. And there were two guards. After they were feeding me, one guy calls up my. They couldn't want to talk to me, so they call my wife up. And they tell her, you know, I have an amazing story. And don't tell your husband this, but I'm listening. And so that's he overheard two guards talking to each other, and one guard says to the other guard, "Who is this Rabashka that the president just freed?" Because some guys knew me, they took care of the building I was in, said to me, and some guards didn't know who I was. So he's asking, maybe somewhere I was in that place over 7 years, "Who is this Rabashka?" So he described me, and I described me. The guy, you know, the guy that was always happy, that's the guy. Now, I wasn't walking around with this mishug in the, where they have these emoji smiles over there. What a great thing to be in a place called prison. I'm a high, I'm so happy. What a wonderful place. It wasn't that. The guy was describing a person, and I never saw myself that way. I was actually shocked. I want to bring this out. That when a yid, even the shas tsarosa, he's in a tsar, and it's painful. The pain can be there, but if he sees the pain as something the Eibishter wants him to overcome and to remain the same year that he is, and suddenly he can be besimcha in the matzav also. That's the point I want to bring out. I have a cousin, but it wasn't Tzadik Yor. He once came to the prison, he tells me, "Shalomartha, you have to stop being so good." He figured out how to get me out of prison. "You have to stop being so good." I said, "What that was?" He says, "Yes, Hashem sees how well you're handling. It'll keep you here for 27 years. you gotta stay in bed. Don't get out of bed. First, I thought there was no bed over here. So whatever you're laying on, stay there, and that's it. And you tell Hashem you can't take it, and that's it." I said, "That's it. How's that going to change it?" Kumfaker. That's the logical way of thinking. It doesn't work. You have to look in Taylor. Taylor says, when a person goes through a nisayon, he goes to a matzah, where the matzah is trying to tell him you can't be a yid over here, and the yid says, "I can be a yid over here." That's the reason why he was created, and he brings kedushin to that place. That's Fakir. I'm gonna show the Eibishter that even if I'm in a place like this, I'm still gonna remain the same person that I was, maybe better. And then the Eibishter will feed me. That's the point I want to tell you. So, what was really thinking about when every time a thought of depression came into my head, I worked on myself to ask myself, who is talking here, the Eitzatev, the Eitzahara? Somewhere, I came out of a cave, I was away for a long time. Somewhere in the talk, in the Yiddish Sprach of the discussion, I went to all the types of yeshivas. I went to Stone Yeshiva, I went to Tehr Vedas, I went to Lubavitch. I Bakshim saw many, many different kehillas. As a kid, I didn't want me to see this. I grew up in Borough Park. We always talk about this, whether you were talking Stalin, talking to Tehr, talking about a Yid has a Nefesh Elokeis, he has a Yitzhak Tehr, he has a Yitzhak Hara. What kind of business is it? So when you get an idea in your head, the first thing you have to ask yourself, who is talking? Whose narrative are you accepting? So something's going on good, whose narrative? Yitzhak Tehr. So here is an actual picture of what was going on there. I used to talk to a lawyer, especially the last 3-4 years, a long time, they found really evidence how the government really violated my constitutional rights, and I should have been out of prison. According to now, I would be out of prison 2 years before it actually happened. They still wanted me at the time when I had to get out. And then getting off the phone with the lawyer, I'd lay in bed at night, the Kishma finished, and then suddenly, I never took sleeping pills. I hazard out Sharbaton Pirgalvin Pirgbase by heart, so I was able to. So that's why. And then sometimes I would start thinking about the case, and so I find myself not being able to fall asleep. What happens? If you can picture a text message or a WhatsApp thing, what's happening is I start out thinking, okay, yeah, I just talked to the lawyer today, and he said this is going on. What happens right away if this happens? If thought comes, what happens if this doesn't work? Then, okay, we'll do this. If this doesn't work, that. And then you go back and forth and back and forth like a chat in your own brain, and what's the maskana? Uh-oh, this is a big problem. Maybe 27 years, what are we going to do? And I can't fall asleep. Right? So, in other words, I was getting anxiety and depression. So I realized that the whole conversation, if you don't believe what I'm telling you is accurate now, learn Shariyach the Maisa Chibas Lavavos and see it's exactly from there. That's what I'm hazarding you. Shariyach the Maisa Chibas Lavavos and see it's exactly from there. Learn it. Learn it. And this is how it works. He comes to you talking. He wants you to accept his way of understanding it. And how do you detect that it's Yetzer Hara, not the Shtadlus? If it's bringing you to a matzah of depression, is that right? Yetzer Hara, what's getting depressed? What gets you fearful? So what do you do with it? You can't fight the depression on the bottom of the screen. You have to delete the whole conversation. Mama's like a computer. Control, all, delete, and I knew this would happen. My point is, I knew this would happen. It wasn't a question if it happens, because I was in a very terrible place. I prepared myself. Like I said before, I has it out. How is most of the things that we're talking? When I have myself that I'm trying to buy in a narrative from the Yetzer Hara, I said, no, let me, I'm going to start thinking of the Yetzer Teiv. And I started chazing, I calmed down and fell asleep. Why am I saying this to you? Because a lot of emotional problems, people are addressing it as if you only have one nefesh. All the studies are working with goyim. Goyim have to have one nefesh. They have whatever it is. It's a hara. A yid has two nefeshes. He has it's a hara. So we have to understand that if you, it's not your yetzer teiv. When a person is challenged with an inyan of anxiety or depression, he has to first ask himself whose narrative you're buying into. Why? You have a koyach within you. But through a connection with the Eibishter, that you can heal yourself. And that's what I wanted to bring at this point. And then I want to bring the chizik of Teilas HaMasmitis and connect it to the matzah of today. In Shaar HaBetochen, in Perek Beis, he tells you the seven things to have betochen Hashem. And the fifth one, he says it was very, very powerful, and it took me a long time to figure this out, Baruch Hashem, but I got it. He writes over there that if you're trusting someone that's always been there with you, and has been there with you, and will be there, is with you, then you mechuyev, he uses twice the lashon chayev, you mechuyev, you're obligated to trust that one. Why? Bavur, for the previous good he did for you, and the good he's doing right now. Now I'm sitting in a place called prison then, and I'm learning this piece, and I'm thinking, how do I take, when I learned Shaar HaBetochen, I was thinking, I wasn't learning it as an abstract idea, I was learning it, but not, what do I take from it? How do I know it? Okay, so, Maskim, the Eibishter has always been good to me. I mean, I broke Baruch Hashem in the Bifo family. Baruch Hashem, nice business, I had a beautiful, the past, beautiful. Hard working, but beautiful. But now, Teilas HaMasmitis. That's illusion, that's the lesson he uses, Teilas HaMasmitis. The constant good, what constant good? I'm sitting in a place called prison. They won't be for 27 years, it's painful, it's hurtful, separate from my family. So, how can I have a betochen? If he says to have a betochen, you have to know the good that he did, and the good he's doing, what's going on, right? I didn't have an answer. And when I repeat this Indian, I always say, I did not have an answer. But you're allowed to have a question. But if it says in Theta, you have to trust it because he was good to this good, that's a fact. Now figure it out. That's how I worked on it. And after a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, I can't tell you how much, but a while later, and then hit me the answer. When a person is going through a tzara, Rahman al-Islam, no problem. Says the Shaar HaBetochen, you want the Mechazik, he uses the Lashon, the Chayiv, the Cheskas Betchene, the Mechazik HaBetochen, how are you going through a hard matzif, and another day, and another day, and another day, how are you Mechazik yourself that it will be the Yeshua you're waiting for? Zachter did I say, first remember all the good, you're trusting someone, remember all the good he did for you, and now remember the good he's doing for you, what kind of good, 1 second, I get up every morning, I'm healthy. So that if the Yetzer Hara wants to convince you, they wants to convince a person that because he's in the Tzara, Hashem abandoned him. Hashem didn't abandon him. I was in a place, a very dangerous place. It was a very dangerous place. People got beat up over there. I saw, witnessed fights over there. For nothing. For much nothing. One of the weapons they used very easily, they took a combination lock, which they gave everybody for a locker. They put it into a sock, even rhymes. And they put in a sock, a lock in a sock, and boom, and you have mamash a real weapon. I saw 4 or 5 people get their face smashed in. They're going next door to me, you know, a Native American, got his face mamash smashed in from this approach. Yeah, I never got hurt. I never got beat up. I was there between, never got hurt. Repellent. You can't stop and say, well, I'm a short, not so strong Jewish boy walking around with a yarmulke. My make sure my pants grew bigger than I used to be to make sure I'm Jewish. My tits were flying out of my pants, and I sat down on the corner, but in the middle of the room sometimes. And I said hello, goodbye. I never played cards with them, and they never hit me. So what's going on over there? They abandoned me. They just with me. Then you have a massive. I just get mail every single day. Every day I got the Eibush to make sure. One letter, five letters, we usually do four, five letters, 10, 20, 30, 50 sometimes people are writing into me, they're doubting for me, they care about me to be strong. Now, I could have fooled myself if I was an idiot, but unfortunately I'm not, that I'm a very popular guy. You see? But the Shabbat Tachnan straightens you out and tells you, if you, the Eibush, the first one of the Pentagon of the Eibush is Rachamim, is the total of everything. And if you see Rachamim for anybody, it's Eibush to have Rechmoros on you also. So if you see somebody having Rechmoros on you, it's a Raya that Eibush has Rechmoros on you. It's not that person that has Rechmoros on you. So if he did not have Rechmoros on you, it's a Raya that Eibush doesn't have Rechmoros on you. Why is it sort of timing that you're abandoned, that you go? He has a mass with this. People are dying for you. By fifth, the government took away illegally. Fact, illegally. Later they said it's too late, they couldn't argue. They took away all the money we had. I had my father, the mamash left us as a. Because that's the way they get you. You can't defend yourself. So they just sent money from other ways. And they just sent in good shluchim that brought money. People gave money for the fund, people gave money for personal. One rich guy, the chesed that people gave. They bought my family. We had not zero. If we have a chavis, they Yidden got together and they bought my family a house in Muncie. A smaller house, but a house in Muncie. And they lived there. One day, one rich man gets in his head that we got to get him a better. Two workers knocked on the door and they tell my wife that somebody sent them, and they redid the whole kitchen just like that. Sounds like fun. That's Tel Samas Midas. They came back from a visit in the beginning of the time. They found Mrs. Green. Every Thursday night, the family received pizza and falafel and fries as a sign of love from the community. And Mikan Chayisrael, you shouldn't feel alone. What's all this happening here? So I have, and my kids are going through cheder. I started. My youngest kid was 4 years old. Now Bashem is 18. I had a daughter, Bashem, she got married. She was 9 when this happened. But Hashem, all my children went through the whole thing. Precisely because they never saw a professional. I want to make it clear. Because they never spoke to a goy. They got it all from Torah. I want to say this, call me wise guy, but I'll tell you a fact. They looked at their parents, we spoke to them Yiddish. I didn't Yiddish. We spoke to them Yiddish meaning content. Eibishter, Gamzul Teva, Hashem is going to help us, you have to stay strong, and Tera Mitzvahs, Shar V'tochem, that's how they got it. They saw me, they saw my wife, and they went through with it. And they went to school. And then one day my kid tells the teacher, my tati loves to learn. Where did this kid say his tati learn? He was 4 years old when the priest came here. Because I used to make sure, every Shabbos, they should get an email from me with a Dvar Torah. I sent for younger kids. So if you send an email to Tatera every Shabbos, Chaim HaKodesh, Shalom HaKodesh, Asher HaKodesh, I send emails to kids. The kids should read. If I couldn't be physically by the Shabbos table, Tati sent it to Tatera. So he can't. Tati loves to learn. He's always sending it to Tatera. Try it. You see it works. And my point is, that's the Asa Masmidis. I was trying to recount. There's more tables. So the point is, in the Tzoros of Gottsdeich, yes, I had a big overarching problem called 27 years I was out of prison. I was suffering in a physical prison. But I can take chizuk, this, not only thank you Hashem for all the good, maybe you didn't understand me. I'm not talking about thank you Hashem for the good only, of course, for that also. But more so, the Shana B'Tov is teaching you, see that thank you Hashem, that Hashem is with you. Hashem never abandoned you. The same way He's helping you in those areas that are less important to you right now, because by you, you have a really bad pain, and yes, you forget about the other pain. Yeah, so just take chizik from there, that the same way David is helping you over there, help you too. And that mamash helped me so many times, because I had to go to 1 year, second year, third year. You know, I got a letter from another writer, and he writes to me, tell me, for a second I got offended. He tells me, tell me, it's the sixth year. that you're talking stronger or weaker. I'm sitting watching this little screen over there, and I got angry. Like, I really felt strong, but I want to explain to him, and that's where I share with him this, the Gedayim. When I first started out prison, who knows what would happen, but as 6 years into it, and I see that the Eibishter is with me, and they're still dying for me, I'm still healthy, and people are still not being rough, the family is still healthy, that's mechazik me, that my betochen, that I will see my Yeshua as it says Shabbat betochen. And that was mechazik me. That's what he says, Yechestet Yechayet, he uses twice the book, so I take place in the fifth one, okay? Let's bring it to the matzav now that is Yisrael, and we're going through. It's very easy to talk about the terrible, 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 terrible. The atheist is not enough to describe the tragedy that happened when they came in and what they did October 7th. Yeah. And all the pain. And you know, everybody talks about how many people got killed. I think about the wounded. Sometimes the wounded are like in prison, they're maybe worse off than, I can't say worse off than there's nothing, but no one talks about that. People laying on their hand on their foot, question for us. I mean, yeah, the Tzara Silas, the Maximum, and Hashem even condemned them. Not only the ones that got killed, the ones that got hurt. Right? But it's also important for us to see the Te'as HaMasmidis that the Eibush is doing since then. That the Eibush is with us. We see a tremendous tshuva, hero tshuva by all Yidin, the Achdus Agav Yidin. We see a tremendous Hatzlocha in racing the Amalekim from this world. So we have to look every time we see a nest, every area of a nest. Look at the Tzemach. The Eibush is with us. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom to think Chas v'shalom the Eibush forsake us. No, the Eibush wants us to. He is with us. We can't answer why somebody has to die. And I don't think it's our job. Chas v'shalom to even give an answer. What kind of answer can you give? That's not the point. The point is, the Yetz Hara was trying to get a person, Chashon, to be a Chlishna Das, that a Chashon, the Yibish, somehow is not with us. Look for the Tales of the Smith. I'm sharing with you a Gedank, the Chibis, it's not stomach. He says, look at the Tales of the Smith that's going on, and from there, in the same way the Yibish is giving at Slocha here, we'll talk to you, Zechar, to see how Gulu Shleimah, should be made or not.